Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
And a happy new year. This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today we're speaking with Mr. Andy Craig, a keynote speaker, an international best-selling author who shows individuals and companies how to break through their limiting beliefs and create the results they desire. In spite of major challenges and setbacks, Andy Craig has become highly successful and a top speaker and trainer who has traveled across the U.S. and knocked the ball out of the park 99% of the time. In his best-selling book, Passion Power, Discover the Three Indispensable Keys to Your Success, Mr. Craig walks you through the three key areas in creating the success that you seek in life. He starts with the question, are you settling? And shares his own journey in the pursuit of his desires in life. And Mr. Craig, thanks so much for taking a moment to be with us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Well, you're very welcome, Eric. Thank you very much for having me.
And it is our pleasure, and thanks so much. So tell us, for starters, why is passion power important, and how do we actually use it?
Absolutely. Passion power is critical. All of us use it. It's just the vast majority of us are not aware of what it is and how it works. And it's a term that I coined a few years back when I learned about the concept. And what it comes down to is we all have a why. When we're going after that big goal or that big dream in life, we have what's fueling that. We have our why. Why is it so important for us to accomplish that goal or that dream? Well, passion power is what I like to use to measure the strength of that why. And passion power is on a scale of 1 to 100. At 1, you've got zero passion power going. At 50, you've got, you know, halfway up there, but that's not a lot of power going. At 80, you've got a little bit of passion going on. A lot of people try and go through life with an 80 passion power, but that's not going to get you where you want to go. 90, you're starting to get things rolling, and at a 100, you are locked, cocked, ready to rock, afterburners on full with excitement and enthusiasm, ready to go and take on the world. And that is important because I don't know if you're anything like me, Eric, but I've encountered a few challenges in life. How about yourself? Have you encountered any challenges?
You bet. I have a host of them as well.
Absolutely. And this year is no different. We've encountered all kinds of challenges this year. But when we measure our passion power with our why and figure out if we're at a level 100 passion power, that gives us the emotional energy that we need to press through those challenges, those obstacles that do come our direction, so we have that high likelihood of actually being able to accomplish what it is that we want to. And for anyone that has ever gone after a goal and not achieved that goal, and you're wondering why you didn't achieve it, the first thing I would share with that individual is to figure out how strong the passion power was on that one. Because if they're not at a level 100, then that's the first place that they need to start, is figure out how to get themselves to a level 100. Find out the strength of your why. So that's why passion power is so important.
And a fantastic way to kick things off here today. Now, what are the three keys to unleash your superpowers? Everybody has a superpower, right?
Oh, yeah. That's a great question there as well. Yeah, there are three keys. I talk about it in my book, Passion Power, Discover the Three Indispensable Keys to Your Success. The first one is your past. And for many of us, our past prevents us from moving forward, because if you're anything like me and you've had a few failures or shortcomings or anything like that in your past, you're looking at some of your story going, why, pray tell, can I go and accomplish this goal, this dream in my life? And we take a look at that past going, you know, I failed over here and I failed over there, and as a result, I can't accomplish what it is that I want. But the reality is our past, we use that as a springboard for us to go into our future, because we learn from our past. So the past is number one. Our provision is number two. And the provision is simply, many people look at, and this is myself included, which is why I wrote about it here, believe that I've got to have a certain amount of, in most cases, money to accomplish what it is that I want to. But what I have discovered is that provision comes in many different forms. It could be time, it could be relationships, it could be finances. There's a number of things that could look like or could be provision for us. And so we got to look at what is available for us as provision so we can accomplish what it is that we're going after. And that third key in there is your purpose in life. And each one of us is created here in this lifetime for a specific purpose. I like to say we're not wandering generalities, we're meaningful specifics, meaning we're here for a specific purpose that only we can fulfill. So we got to figure out what that purpose is in life, and those three are the keys that I like to talk about. They're going to allow you to unleash your superpowers the way you were created to unleash them.
Good stuff there. Thanks for your input there. Now, tell us, why does goal setting not work in your opinion?
Great question there. Yes, and it's when I talk about goal setting doesn't work, I'm not saying goal setting itself doesn't work. It's more of an incomplete thing because too many times we set a goal, but we don't understand the why behind it. So goal setting by itself doesn't work because I've set numerous goals in the past and I didn't hit them. And what I realized prior to learning about passion power is I didn't understand why I was going after that goal. So goal setting by itself doesn't work. We got to understand what is the driving factor behind that goal. Why must I achieve it? And how strong is that why? Because when I have a strong why and I can level that why, the power of that why with that passion power, that 100 passion power, when I understand how strong that is, I will then be able to go ahead and achieve that goal. So that's why I talk about goal setting doesn't work, because it's goal setting by itself doesn't work. It's incomplete in there when we just look at goal setting itself, because you can set a goal, but if it's not a big goal, a goal that means a lot to you, like a big dream, or sometimes what I refer to it as is a behog, a big, hairy, audacious goal, something that's so big, so awesome, so huge, so scary, it both terrifies you and excites you all at the same time. We're going after one of those things there. When you're going after that goal, if you don't have that burning why inside, leveling at 100 passion power, it's not going to work for you there. So that's why I say goal setting doesn't work.
Yeah, certainly makes a lot of sense, and goal setting alone doesn't work for sure. Today we're joined by Mr. Andy Craig, a keynote speaker and international best-selling author of the book Passion Power, Discover the Three Indispensable Keys to Your Success. And he's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, looking at success, we have a lot of folks on the program that talk about their definition of success. We know it's always different depending on the person, but for you, what is your definition of success?
Absolutely, yeah. Eric, that's a great question there. My definition of success is actually threefold. A, to me, success, it's really a journey. Success is a journey in which I'm constantly in pursuit of my purpose in life. It never ends. Along with that, what I'm doing is sowing seeds along the way, meaning I want to sow seeds that benefit others. And that's done in a variety of ways. I basically give people a hand up rather than a hand out. So I want to be able to sow seeds that help others along the way. And then thirdly, I'm constantly bettering myself, meaning that I'm reading books that speak to me on the subject matters that are important to me. I'm listening to audios such as podcasts like this. They're going to help me as well. And I'm constantly in prayer, learning about where it is I'm supposed to be going in communication with my Heavenly Father, saying, hey, what is it that you want me to do? Where am I going here? And when I'm doing that, I am in that pursuit of success there. And so to me, success is really a journey. I've heard too many times people say, hey, when I get to this certain dollar amount of income, I'll be successful. Or I have a certain asset accumulation of X amount, I'll be successful. And for me, that's not success. If that's someone's definition of success, that's fine. But when I use this definition of success as it's a journey, that means I am successful now as long as I'm in pursuit of my purpose in life. I'm sowing seeds to benefit others, and I'm constantly growing. I already am successful. I don't have to reach a certain arbitrary amount that I have set for myself, or maybe more along the lines that the Joneses, keeping up with the Joneses, have set for myself. Because I find too many times that we set the we have this fantasy going on in our head of, oh, I need to go ahead and keep up with the Joneses, or culture has stated that I can only be successful if I've got whatever that picture is in our mind, a certain net worth or a certain income level or a certain lifestyle, whatever that might be. And so for me, success is a journey rather than a fantasetical, that's not a right word, but a fantasy going on that I've arbitrarily set for myself because I see it going on around me, specifically within the media. The media a lot of times wants to play these games with us, saying, hey, you have to be successful, like the rich lifestyles of the rich and famous, the old TV show there. That might give us an idea of what success looks like, but the reality is that can be a success, but that's not how I define it for myself. So that's how I define success.
Yeah, really appreciate your thoughts on that, and also appreciate your perspective in that regard. Now, purpose. Why is purpose so important? Talk to us about that.
Oh, certainly. Absolutely, Eric. Purpose is critical because, as I mentioned briefly before, we're all here for a purpose. My favorite book tells me that we are all a masterpiece created in the image of God for a specific purpose. And as a masterpiece, I like that word masterpiece because to me it denotes something that is priceless. I commonly will ask this when I'm speaking, what ideas of a masterpiece come up for you? And I'll commonly get the idea of like a fine work of art painting like a Mona Lisa or the Statue of David or any number of other items that might come up. And I'll ask about a picture of a car. I'll put a finely tuned Ferrari up, and I get all kinds of cackles of, oh, yeah, I'd call that a masterpiece, absolutely. And I'll ask about the attributes, and I'll say, does this car have an attribute? And people say, yes, it does. Well, and why is that? Well, because it's designed for something specific. And I like to say that we as humans, we are even more valuable than what that Ferrari is. So we have even more of a design for ourselves in life. So we're here specifically to accomplish something that only you and I can accomplish. And it's just up to us to figure out what that is. So purpose is critical because each of us has different skills, talents, abilities, superpowers, as I like to call them. And we got to figure out what our superpowers are and how those work in line with our skills and our talents so that we can fulfill that purpose that we are created to fulfill. So purpose is absolutely critical because all of us have a purpose in life.
Well, I can't think of a better way to have you on to talk about this, about purpose and passion. Power. I mean, we're kicking off a new year, the first program of 2021. Mr. Craig, really appreciate your time spent with us here today and the information shared. Quite motivational, I might add. As we conclude today, any closing thoughts, a final word or a tip or anything else you'd like to share as we wrap things up here today?
Oh, absolutely. This has been a crazy year. And we've had all kinds of things that I don't know that any one of us could have actually thought about, forecasted, anything along those lines there. And what I want to share is, in spite of the craziness of this year, Eric, we are all here with a purpose, and we are still able to pursue that purpose. You got to tap into who you are. Go ahead and get a copy of my book if you haven't already gotten it. In fact, if people here go to andycraigspeaks.com, that's my website, they can get a copy of it for free. And when you tap into that book, you're going to figure out, you're going to learn a little bit more about what your purpose is, because I go through it in there. And then in that, figure out what your passion power is and how that aligns with your purpose. And once you dial into that, you're going to be able to actually move forward in life, because you are here for a reason. You're here for a purpose. You just got to figure out how those two align. And this year does not actually stop you from moving forward. This year actually should be a springboard for you to get clarity on who you are, what you created for, so you can move forward in life with power that you already have. You just may not have discovered it yet. So that'd be my tip for everyone there, Eric.
Yeah, it certainly has been a crazy year, and thanks for pointing out, in conclusion, the importance of purpose, and we all have a purpose, and let's go make it happen this year. Again, for more information on Mr. Craig, visit AndyCraigSpeaks.com. Mr. Craig, all the best, and thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Oh, you are very welcome, Eric. Thanks for having me.
Our pleasure anytime. We've been speaking with Mr. Andy Craig, a keynote speaker and international best-selling author of the book Passion Power, Discover the Three Indispensable Keys to Your Success. And for all the details and for contact, visit AndyCraigSpeaks.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.